You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns. We've got to start in one place, and that is in Manchester, because the blue half of the city has made the biggest transfer deadline day signing I can think of since Robinho, and they have signed a manager. It is not a player. At the end of the season, Manuel Pellegrini will leave Manchester City Football Club, and probably the greatest manager in the world at the moment, the Bayern Munich manager Pep Guardiola, will take over at Manchester City Football Club. I can't quite believe it. We always knew it was kind of circulating, but we all thought it'd happen at the end of the season. It's mental that it's happened today in February, the first day of February. It's crazy. So my first reaction was just pure shock. Why is Pellegrini announcing the news? Shouldn't the football club announce the news? Pellegrini's still battling for four trophies. He could technically win all four trophies and still not be Manchester City manager next year. But if it was any other manager, you would think, poor Manuel, he doesn't deserve this. What a job he's been doing at City. I think the football City already play is fantastic. But there is one reason why this has come out, and because it's Pep Guardiola. He is just the most lust after manager by every single football club in the world, apart from probably Real Madrid. I think people are saying it's disrespectful to Manuel Pellegrini. The more I think about it, the more I think it's such a good decision by City. This hasn't been a quick decision. This hasn't been like on the 31st of January, the people in charge at Man City were like, should we go get Pep? This has been that they have wanted this man since 2011. They have lust after this manager for such a long time. The directors of football at Manchester City are former directors of football at Barcelona. They were the ones who put Pep Guardiola in charge at Barcelona, so they have a relationship with him already. And I think Pep Guardiola has looked at England, he's looked at Chelsea and thought, ageing squad, don't really fancy it there. They sat managers. They've just sat Mourinho, the greatest manager in their history. He looks at Man United, and Pep Guardiola has always wanted to manage Manchester United. He has said that publicly. He's always wanted to manage them. And I think he's looking at that club and seeing where they're going. And he thought, no thanks, rather not. I'll go join the other half of Manchester where they've just built part onto their stadium. They have this training ground which is absolutely mind-blowing. And they're a club on the rise. And I think it's just so exciting for English football. Because in recent times, we have not been able to attract the latest and greatest players. We have not been able to attract the Messis, the Ronaldos. They want to go to La Liga. But what we seem to attract is the best and biggest managers. Hopefully, this will give Manchester United the kick up their arse that they need to get rid of Van Gaal. And I think maybe what Manchester United want to do is have Van Gaal and then let Giggs get takeover. But I don't think they've got the patience now to kind of experiment with Ryan Giggs. They should go out and buy Jose Mourinho. Because can you imagine the Manchester City, Manchester United derby next season with Mourinho and Guardiola in charge of the two clubs? It'd be amazing. But I really think that this needs to be the kick up Man United's backside to go and say, well, Mourinho's not really our type of manager. We don't really like people who upset and get people's backs up, but we really need this quick fix. Back onto Manchester City, though. How exciting is this for them? People like Kevin De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling must be so excited when they heard the news. Raheem Sterling must look at Pep's managerial kind of philosophy and see players like David Villa, Pedro, Robin, Ribery, this season at Bayern Munich, Douglas Costa, Koeman, and he must be so excited for his development. And as an England fan, this is exciting because I think Raheem Sterling's our best player for the future. And to have Pep Guardiola developing Raheem Sterling, I think it's brilliant for England. It's brilliant for the Premier League. And certainly, this will be a domino effect for other Premier League clubs. Chelsea have been rumoured to go for managers such as like Mark Hughes, which is their lower bracket managers to what Chelsea normally go for. And I think this could be the real kick up the backside, as I keep saying, for teams like Chelsea and Man United, because Manchester City could run away with the Premier League for the next 5-10 years with Pep Guardiola in charge. Because the Premier League, the standard I don't think is that high. And Pep Guardiola will certainly make Manchester City a better football club than they already are. They have already got an amazing football team. So, the reaction, please get involved with the conversation. It's at the Football Hour. We'll be tweeting this story because nothing's happening in transfer deadline day. And I guess you just got to sit back and look forward to next season because the Blue Moon is certainly still on the rise. Thank you for listening. This has been the Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Thought you could get rid of me? Well, you can't. It's Sean Dyche, back again, football manager and guest presenter of the Football Hour. When this podcast is finished, go and do me a favour and follow the podcast on Twitter via @TheFootballHour. You better do me, Sean Dyche, this favour, or I will make sure whatever football club you support, my Burnley FC, will come and beat your football team, and I'll make you cry in the process. So go, please, follow @TheFootballHour.